All right, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Shadi the Beam, and today we're doing the Gravity Podcast. Do you believe in gravity? Because I do. And today we're with Rohan.jpg on Instagram. And why don't you introduce yourself, my guy?
What's good, y'all? My name is Rohan. I produce and create under the artist name Roho, and I've been working at this shit now for almost 6 or 7 years. I've been playing piano my whole life and started producing back when I was in high school. And I would say I am as much of a visual artist as I am an audio artist. So I try to combine those two elements into all my work. And these days I am trying to tackle both sides when it comes to music and, you know, create visuals for people's album as well as contributing to the production to get a super well-rounded, you know, feeling for what I'm creating.
Yeah, I am like in love with that. That's such like a cool thing, because once you, if you take control of both aspects, that just makes you, I think, a better artist.
Yeah, I mean, to be in control of as much of the artistry as possible is honestly, it's the goal for me.
And I think a lot of people, like, just nowadays, like, you know, like the bedroom pop, it's like a lot of people are taking more control in their music, which I think is beautiful, because we get more of like the artist energy, because, you know, there's so many producers that we don't even know what they look like and things like that.
Yep. I've discovered some of the illest producers I've ever seen during COVID, just because they started finally posting on Instagram.
Yes, facts. Yeah, it's tight as hell. And it's like, yeah, and I like the, like the kind of like the Tyler or Kanye like producer slash artist thing that has almost been normalized nowadays. It's almost like a standard, I think.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. A lot of producers who have been popping for years have just started singing or rapping on their own beats, and obviously, you know, it's hit or miss, but for some of the bigger names, it's been crazy, and they pretty much just opened up an entire new lane for themselves.
Yeah, I'm fucking with your beats. Like that one Bollywood beat that you dropped recently, that shit was tough. I think that's a wave, low-key, bro. That's like a wave, I think. Like using the
Bollywood samples have been undefeated. I flipped like hundreds of them in my life, but this one was hitting different, and I figured I'd share it with the world.
I need to learn how to make drums like that, because that's crazy.
Appreciate it, bro. I mean, if I could give advice to any producer, it would be just like focus on your drums until you're confident that you can make a sample slap. That's the most important. But you could have all the melodies in the world and you can make great music, but if you want your music to knock, it's always the drums, always.
Like, in especially nowadays, because, like, I don't know, like the bass producers, I don't know if you see that shit on TikTok, but people are just destroying their bass, and just that's basically the beat. It's like they just
a blown out 808 does not count as a kick.
So you said you've been doing music since like your whole life, basically. Even
I've been playing piano since I was like 7. You know, I'm 24 now. I was trained classically, but after a while I was like, fuck playing other people's music. So I started learning jazz so that I could improvise, and eventually that kind of segued into production. And just having the ability to play any instrument I wanted through the piano was what kind of made me fall in love with that shit.
Dude, deadass. Like, I don't know, yeah, piano is actually so essential for producers nowadays.
Yeah, that's my other tip. In addition to the drums, is like learn the fucking piano, and you can literally do anything.
Agreed. Yes, you can play full orchestras with just knowing how to play piano.
Exactly.
Yeah, that shit's overpowered as hell. So with that, I guess, if you know piano, do you feel like there's even a need for like knowing guitar or knowing?
I feel like unless you were trained that way, if your approach to music is starting from scratch, the piano should definitely be the first thing you learn. But now that I'm at a point where I feel comfortable with that, I think having the ability to play other instruments is so OP. Like, that's, you can never simulate a good guitar riff on a keyboard.
And then, like, I guess, like, that human feel as well, like, you can tell.
Yeah. Like, so one of the reasons I just, for the longest time, I wasn't happy with my bass is just because especially acoustic bass, I just wasn't able to simulate, like, that tiny glide between notes, which makes all the difference. So then I went and copped the bass. But, like, 3 years ago, I would have opened up the MIDI bass and fucked around for hours.
Yeah, that's what I do right now. I need to get a bass too, but just the funds are not like that right now. So
no, I hear that.
Yeah. So I guess I definitely see that, like, that vision with you, as in, like, oh, you have both sides, but, like, what do you think is, like, an end goal? Do you have some, like, goals that you have or you want to achieve by the time?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I have no idea, because things have been progressing so rapidly during COVID. Like, every month some shit is happening for me that I didn't even think was going to be possible. So I'm just kind of seeing where this is going. And I've been doing the same exact thing every day for like a year and a half, and the results are starting to differ. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. My dream would be to open up some sort of a production house, like an audiovisual production house, that'd be surround tight. Myself with a dope team, and then just like handle people's projects from start to finish.
That'd be sick. That'd be fucking cool.
Yeah, I want to work with Nike one day too. That's been a goal of mine for a minute. That'd in be, any capacity, yeah.
I think you could definitely do that too. I think, shit, yeah, you have like a unique style, so I think that definitely would work out one day.
Yo, tell that to them, bro. I'm sending like 5 applications.
Hey, one day. We're here, yeah, for that, though. We're here for that. Yeah, so like, are there any, besides like Nike and that, do you have any other dream collabs?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely artists I want to work with. In terms of music, I mean, my top tier goal is like to produce tracks for Kendrick and even the J. Cole's, and even like, I would love a track with Lupe before I go out of the game.
Oh yeah.
Basically, yeah, I mean, creating with the people who inspire me to produce is the end goal for me.
Yeah, no, I think like Cole, Kendrick, Drake, like those are given. Like, I don't think anybody would be like, I don't want to work with them. But
yeah, right.
But I've never heard Lupe. Lupe's tight. That's cool. Lupe's underrated.
Oh yeah, one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Yeah, no, he's dude, that dude's different lyrically. That man's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the thing. I know I could slide him. Like, I know I would never expect whatever he would send me back. Like, I want a rapper. I want to work with a rapper one day who's just gonna like blow me away.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
And yeah, there's a lot of this. I mean, bro, there's a million people out there who aren't popping yet who could do the same thing, but like, to work with the people that inspired you to make music in the first place is probably a whole different energy.
Yeah, and I think I'm sure recently you saw the things about Doom, and because I know you fuck with Doom a lot. I can tell by your Instagram that you really like Doom, and I don't know, I think that was like for me a dream collaboration as well, but sadly I don't know, that can't happen anymore.
But yeah, another one of those for me, actually even bigger, is Mac Miller. Like, I wanted to work with that dude so bad because I feel like he was on the up and up. But, you know, rest in peace to a young legend.
Both of them are quite goated. I think Mac would have fit your style perfectly too. I think you guys both fit that like almost like funk rap kind of thing.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because while I was forgetting to jump on this call, I was making a beat, and I literally just put a Mac Miller acapella over it, like, 10 minutes ago. His groovy flow, yeah, right. Every time, it just brings the track to life.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I think, I don't know, one thing I feel like I've definitely noticed with just, like, today's music, like, I guess, like, the industry right now, is just like the love for producers. They're finally getting love that like has not been given for so long.
I think that's
a beautiful thing. And like, yeah, people are making like whole, like, I don't know, just like Metro Boomin kind of set like that precedent, like that you can be famous as hell just for making beats.
Mm-hmm. For having a producer project where rappers are the features.
True. Yeah, I love that idea.
But we won't stop until producers are listed in the track, or at least as artists, at the very least as artists.
Yeah, facts. Yes,
like, I don't want to have to go to the credits to see the person who produced this song. Like, they're, in my opinion, the more important half of the equation.
I mean, and nowadays, bro, like, Playboi Carti exists. Like, that man doesn't even say words, he makes noises, and
people eat that up.
The way I always
break it down though is like, nobody is out here listening to fucking acapellas, but everybody and their mother bumps instrumentals. Like, producers will always be slightly more necessary to make, you know, a complete song.
That's interesting. Actually, I never thought about it like that. That's actually a good way to think about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, would you bump like a Kendrick acapella for All Right, or would you rather listen to just the beat alone? It's day and night for me.
No, really.
The acapella would still slap. I chose a bad example, but like you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I get you though. Like, yeah, I get that. That's funny.
Obviously, I'm biased.
Yeah, no, but so other than I guess Mac and Doom and whoever's and like Lupe and them, I guess, do you have any other like pretty big influences on your beats, I guess?
I mean, like, the cool thing is I'm starting to connect with some of the producers who got me into producing early, like Monte, Sango, a lot of those people. And then even on the rapper side, like, one of my favorite rappers, Mick Jenkins, is someone I'm working with, like, fairly regularly now. So I'd say I'm not trying to set my goals too lofty because they're starting to come true, like, one by one. So I'm just grateful for that. The other thing that I have, though, I mean, the other goals I have are on the visual side, where I would love to collaborate with, you know, the same thing, like artists who inspired me in any way, like Murakami, Daniel Arsham, just a bunch of people who are kind of creating but in tune with the culture. Like, I was never really a fine artist. All the things I liked were definitely based off, like, kind of street style or urban culture. So the people who are creating in those lanes, obviously we're kind of intertwined with hip hop, and to be able to work with them in any capacity would be dope for me.
That's dreams right there. That's dreams. I don't know. I think whenever you say Murakami, I think of just like Kanye graduation cover art, and
yeah, like that's crazy.
That's a dream right there. I think that would be like, so have you done like a lot of cover arts for people?
And yeah, too many to count at this point. I'm actually taking a step back from that just because, luckily I'm now in a position to pick and choose my commissions a little more, like, for the things that resonate with me. But yeah, there was definitely a point in time where I was making covers for folks without ever listening to their song.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's tough, bro. I mean, when you want money, like, at the end of the day, it's within your skill set. You have no reason to say no, but like, there's some tracks I just cannot vibe with, but I'll still make your cover though.
That's funny. Hey, yeah, but you gotta do what you gotta do to get that bag though. Like, yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's funny. So we were talking about Kanye a little bit ago. What are some of your, what's your favorite Kanye album?
For me, it's probably gotta be like Late Registration. Just because the beats on there resonated with me differently whenever I started bumping that album for the first time. I was always a huge fan of like horns, cinematic samples, Just Blaze type drums, and Kanye definitely tapped into that there.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
No, and my favorite Kanye song / probably my favorite rap song of all time is Touch the Sky with Lupe.
That's slept on as well. That song,
bro. Oh my god, and it's Just Blaze on the beat, I'm pretty sure. So like, that's like just peak for me. I'll never be tired of that.
That song is fire as hell.
And they sampled Curtis Mayfield. I just have to add that one in. It's fucking if you put music in the background of this podcast, you please use that as the intro or some shit.
Okay, but I got you. Yeah, I think actually, okay, but I think if I put it on Spotify only or something like that, then I can use music that's on Spotify. So okay, but I'll do that. Okay, say less. Biggie or Tupac?
Biggie.
Why is that?
Flows.
Simple Man. Biggie, yeah. Flows. Yes, sir.
Biggie flows. I mean, definitely can't be compared. Both obviously goated, but something about the way Biggie skated around beats for me always just hit a little harder. Yeah, and the fact that he was a big man, like his whole energy was just so dope.
Deadass. And dude, they did him dirty in like that Netflix documentary. I don't know if you watched that shit.
No, I haven't seen it.
But that shit was ass. That shit was garbage. All
right, I'll stay away.
Yeah, definitely don't. It was pretty mid. And
I mean, any attempt by Hollywood or, you know, the cinema to portray hip hop usually falls flat because, like, who's producing these? Are they even POC on the sets or directing?
That's facts. I don't. I thought the Little Peep one wasn't bad though. I don't know if you've
seen. Oh yeah, I haven't seen that, but I even know like the Wu-Tang show. I think there was there's a series on Netflix where they kind of break down songs, and they've worked with artists like Nas and shit. Those are solid. We're getting there slowly.
Yes, sir. Yeah, one day we'll get there. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
If you could only listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would that be and why?
Oh shit, bro. That's actually tough. I might. And this is not just rap, right?
Mm. Yeah, anything, yeah.
No, it would definitely be a rap album, though. That's actually tough as fuck. I would say, off the top of my head, Good Kid, Mad City. Because you could get just about like every mood you want from that album. Because if I could only listen to it for the rest of my life, like,
yeah.
If there's anybody out there who says anything even remotely close to Playboi Carti, like, you have mental illness. You need diversity in an album and an artist.
I'm dead. You have mental illness. That's facts. No.
Nah, but for me, Good Kid, Mad City is like just the perfect balance of everything you could want out of an album.
True. Yeah, I don't know. I think people that listen to only rap or like just hip hop, like the modern day hip hop especially, they're just psychopaths. Like, yeah, that's some menace vibes right there.
Yeah, right. With such demon energy all the time. Lighting up.
That person's not human, bro.
No.
What do you think is the most underrated album of all time?
Underrated?
Mm.
Yo, give me like 1 minute to scroll through Spotify, because I don't think about what's underrated. It's a good question though. See what I've been listening to. That's actually hella tough. I might lean towards like one of the Freddie Gibbs and Madlib collabs.
Yes, sir.
Maybe Pinata for me. Because that album is just like mastery of on both parts.
Yeah.
But you won't find too many people listening to it still.
Mm.
Or at least, you know, making it known. So it's hard for me to judge what the people think. But in my mind, more people need to listen to that shit.
Yeah. Madlib is another dream collaboration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He's hella low-key. Oh, yeah, for me, I forgot to say another dream collaboration. Probably, like, tied with Madlib. It's probably K-Tronada.
Mm.
He has been a huge influence. Like, I never made beats where the kick hit on every bar until I started listening to K-Tron.
Oh, damn.
I always assumed, like, this is going to be some house shit. But the way he started incorporating like jazz and R&B into those same rhythms, I feel like he definitely made his own lane, and that shit inspired me.
Yeah. What do you usually do when you're trying to get inspiration for music or art or?
Yo, it's funny. Like, I would say 50% of the time, the inspo comes from me like just listening to music, and then I'll hear a beat I really fuck with, and sometimes I won't even make it like more than 30 seconds into the song. I'll just be like, all right, I gotta make something that's like harder than this. Like, it's like a super competitive mind state, but I've kind of channeled it into a healthy way where it's less about like what they're doing and more about like, yo, I want to get on this level. So my inspiration either comes through that way from hearing other music that I like, or like, for example, yesterday morning I was in a coffee shop and I just heard some shit on the radio, like some dope Roy Ayers sample, I think. And I just saved that, and I was literally looking forward to flipping it like all day. And when I got home, I made a Ketra type beat, and it's low-key a bop. But basically, the fun part has just been taking inspiration however it comes. Like, I surround myself with enough material that I know it'll come, but I don't actively look for it. So the music usually happens in a pretty organic way.
That's actually really cool. Yeah, no, I like that. I think I find myself doing the opposite, where it's like I'm like looking for inspiration, but I think that's when it comes like in genuine, like it's not like you're forcing yourself to.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where the self-doubt creeps in, because you're like, am I just trying to create right now, or was I actually inspired by this? So I think more people need to be okay with like not saving projects and accepting, you know, temporary defeat.
Like, what do you think the importance of, like, I don't know, just because it's like, I think a lot of people take that though and they're like, oh, they only make something when they feel inspired, you know, instead of,
I definitely wouldn't say that's the way either. I think the most successful people have that balance of practice and inspiration. Like, I might be inspired by a beat a little, like, I might be inspired by a sample I hear, and I know it's not gonna be like a track that I'm like gonna send to anyone. I won't even finish it and it won't end up on my tape, but I will at least bang out like a solid 8-bar loop just because it's practice at that point. Like, people are, I post hella beats on my Instagram story, mostly just because I don't finish most of my beats. But if a dope artist hits me back, he's like, yo, like, what's good with this one? I know how to, like, I know what I want to finish, or I know that there's a, like, a purpose for that beat. But otherwise, I kind of just treat Ableton as like a sketchbook. Like, I'll go in, make an idea. If I fuck with it, I'll save it. If not, I'll delete it. But either way, I got my practice in.
Yeah, no, that's cool, actually. That's a cool way to think about it. Yeah, because you definitely have that unique perspective of just understanding. Because I would say you do art on a very high level as much as, like, you produce. So it's like,
that's
a very unique.
That was always important for me.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's,
I would say the art was lagging. The art was lagging behind by like 2 years. But then, then I discovered Blender, which is a 3D software. My girlfriend actually put me on, and this was like over a year ago. But it's a free software that's insanely powerful. And sitting in that, like, the learning curve was just exponential, and it allowed me to catch up to my like where I was with audio. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because, like, as much as people hate to admit it, the visual part of your music when you're posting online is huge. Like, no one's trying to stare at a screen recording of your fucking Files app. Like, there's got to be something more to it if it's not just through your headphones. So I wanted to make sure I was capturing people even if their sound was off. And eventually I got to that point and trying to keep going.
That's so dead ass though, because I think hella people just get lazy with it. Yeah, you're just seeing like the fucking the headphones, and then you're like, oh, nice.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't blame anyone for even using a still image, but like, you can't fail to understand that it's a huge part of what makes music pop. Man.
Yeah, no, and that's such a slept on thing too. I think that some people don't. I think that's become. I think with our like new generation, because you see people like ASAP Rocky and Tyler and Kanye that really care about the visual aspect of it.
Yeah.
I think that's like influenced this generation, and now people are caring about it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when people talk about ASAP Rocky, they're definitely gonna ask you, like, yo, have you seen the LSD music video?
Yeah.
Every fucking time. That shit was insane. Like, it did change the game a little bit. But it's funny, I made covers for people who will literally, the song will be, they'll be talking about, like, I spent thousands on a chain or this and that, and then they're like, could you do the cover for 50 bills? I'm like, where the fuck are your priorities at? And it's not even something I can bring up, because, like you said, get the bag, but I'll never do it for that cheap, but I'll do it for a little more, and in the back of my head be thinking, like, yo, I'm never working with your broke ass again.
This man got standards. Stop playing with him, bro.
Yeah, right? Like, you got to value your own art, too.
Fact. Yes, that's fact. Yeah, no, that's very true. That's very true. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, no, because I think a lot of people definitely, like, devalue themselves. And it's, I don't know, I think for me, like, I can never swallow my pride and be like, well, here you go. Here's this. But it's like, you kind of have to. That's the thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, eventually you got to desensitize yourself. And, like, if you are a fan of your own music, ultimately you'll be good.
True. Very true. Wait, so do you make, like, actual music as well? Like, do you have, like Spotify and stuff?
Yeah. I have a project out on Spotify, just a beat tape that I put out last April. And then I've produced for a bunch of artists, which you might be able to find through my Spotify, but for the most part right now, I'm just kind of working on the low, sending a lot of beats out to my favorite artists, and shit will start popping up soon. People always ask me that because I post hella beats on Instagram. They're like, yo, what are you gonna do with these? And the answer is like literally nothing. They're just gonna sit here.
And just see where they go.
Yeah, the reason I'm hesitant to drop a project is because like every couple months I feel like I'm making better music than I just made. So
I would say to that though, like, be careful with that mentality though, because then you will never get anything done.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The good thing is though, like through each period I come away with like two or three tracks that I'm like, all right, I'm saving this for life. And to me, if I can just get those, it's worth it.
True. That's very true.
But at the same time, at the same time, it's important to remember that I ain't shit. So I got to drop the project if I actually want people to hear my shit.
Yeah. It's just nice to have a little like discography, like to show people like, oh, this is like the good shit I'm making. It's just, yeah, some people don't catch it as well as you know, because you know that you're good, but some people don't know that. So it's like, yeah.
For sure. The thing is though, a large part of it for me is like, since these are only 1 minute beats, I also want you to be able to see the visual. So like, I'm gonna direct you to my Instagram page instead of my Spotify, because there is that visual element. So it's tricky.
Maybe I guess on Spotify there's like, you know, a little visualizer. So maybe,
yeah, when I finally drop the tape, every canvas is gonna be crazy.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, sir. I forgot. Damn. Yeah, those things go crazy. That's fire. Sure. So another thing I wanted to talk to you about was just like, brown people in the industry. Like, what do you think about that? Like, as of late, do you think that we need more representation, or?
Yeah, of course. I think that'll always be true, but they're definitely making more strides. Like, maybe not specifically within music, but definitely within the entertainment industry. Like, I'm seeing more and more films popped up with brown names in the credits, you know, higher up on the credits. It's dope. And ultimately, that means that you'll see more representation in the show. So if that's what it takes, that's totally cool. As far as music goes, though, yeah, I would like to see more brown producers who are dope just because of their production. Like, a lot of people try to base the value of their work around their identity as well. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what you look like, because music is going to speak for itself. But I do think it's dope when someone who had, you know, like a similar upbringing to me is also out here producing, because like, they know what it's like to have Indian parents, bro. My parents have barely heard any of my beats.
Nah, bro. My parents, they just start cooking my ass, bro. They just start being like, oh, and nah, they, my parents are low-key racist with it, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's bad. But if you have immigrant parents, you know how it is, bro. When you're raising a different culture, like, that's how it is.
Bro, I figured out very, very early on, though, like, I'll keep, because I got my college degree in chemical engineering. Like, just, wow. to show you how far off the path I strayed. I did that shit, but I figured out very early on, like, okay, yo, this is something I'll probably want to do, but keep it on the low, wait till it generates enough bread for me that I can get respect for it, like, no matter who I tell. So by the time I started getting, you know, like, checks off music, it definitely became easier to tell my parents, like, look, this is not some, like, total bedroom shit.
Yeah, true. Because I'm honestly in a very similar situation, but I'm in college right now.
So, oh, wait.
So it's like, I'm in a situation like that, and sometimes in my head I can't balance whether I want to just go full all in, or I want to just like do like that balance like you were saying. And I want, it's just for me, it's like, oh, you're brown, oh, go to college, makes sense, like, that's typical of you, that's expected.
The
thing, it's like it hits me in the back of my head, and I'm like, ooh, I don't like that, and I want to, like, nah.
It's definitely a weird feeling to sit with. But the other thing that I advise to a lot of people is, like, as much as you want to chase this dream, like, it becomes really real with the money aspect of it. Like, to be able to support yourself first and foremost is always the goal. Like, financial freedom is definitely the goal before full-time producing. But at the same time, like, if you really fed up with where you're at, or, you know, you feel like you need to go full time, I could never discourage anyone from that. Just make sure you're getting your bag at all times.
Facts.
Because you don't want, yeah, like, you don't want to be a platinum producer in your parents' crib. And it's funny because I'm actually going back to my parents' crib for a couple months now, and I'm just about to be in the basement all day producing.
Wait, are you just like for the summer type shit?
Yeah, my brother's having a kid. So I'm out to, I'm back to the East Coast for a couple months, but the good thing is to have options.
Yeah. So you, I don't know. Do you
and
like
I
how you're
still, yo,
growing?
by the way, I still work a corporate job, like
Oh, really?
a remote 9-to-5 job for some random digital marketing company back east. But once I moved out west, I mean, like, swear they forgot about me. So my days are just way more free than they should be doing remote work. But I'm about to get out of that fairly soon, and then I'm really gonna, you know, like, kick it into a higher gear.
That's tight as hell, bro. So it's like, I don't know, but you were saying it took you like 7 years to get into where you are now, right?
With production? Yeah, so let's see. It's more like, yeah, 6 or 7 years, to be honest. And I mean, this was, mind you, this was like, I would say I've only really been taking it seriously, like maybe making beats every single day for like 2 years. But before that, it was balancing it with school. It was more like doing it when I can. Eventually, it started became like I would put off other work I actually had to do to make beats.
Dude, I don't know. Like, yeah, that's what I'd be doing, like, now. And, like, this summer, I'm trying to, like, prove something to myself, one, and, like, to my parents that I can do this, like, for real, for real. Because those are the only people that are in the way. I think, like, to me, it's, like, just staying disciplined and doing something for a certain period of time, and you can stay, like, committed to it. That shows, yeah, like, the commitment, the discipline that you can do something. And it's, like... And you can show that to your parents, or you can show that to people and be like, oh, he did this as much as he could.
Exactly. That's important. But at the same time, bro, if you think about it, it's kind of tragic that you have to even feel like, all right, I'm going to get it to a point where I can get their approval. Because you hear about people who grew up, like, their dad's a jazz pianist, their mom is, like, an artist, and the whole time their parents are just, like, pushing them towards this. Yeah.
I know.
Meanwhile, facts. A lot of people are over here, like, can I even get the approval? So it's just,
yeah.
There's multiple different sides to the story, but think about how dope it would be to be getting that support from the only people who you really needed clearance from.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I just, like, I wish they could just understand, like, the vision. They just, like, I'm like, I just tell them all the time, I'm like, this is going to work out, bro. Just trust. Just give it some
just
time.
Bring home a platinum record, then everyone will shut up.
Just get a quick 1 million views, then you're good. It's like, okay.
For real.
Thanks. I'll try. And then, like, yeah, they always see, like, my parents, at least, they see, like, a bunch of Bollywood shit on, like, their YouTube and stuff, and it's getting, like, 35 million views, and they're like, why are you not getting views like this? I'm like, dude, I don't have, like, a production team. I have, like, a couple of my friends just make videos.
Yo, bro, there was a point in time, I couldn't even put up 35 views at a point in time. There's really levels.
I know, but it's, I know, and honestly... Like, I've seen some of your earlier stuff, like, on Instagram. Like, I love, like, that style, like, that, you know, like, aesthetic. Like, it's got, like, that cool-ass, like, chill aesthetic with it. Word. And, bro, I'm telling you right now, like, once you start, you said you're going to put it into hard, you know, like, into full gear. Make sure to go on TikTok, bro. Make sure.
Yo, I've debated. I put a couple videos on TikTok, like, over the past year, and I've debated with it. It's just, I don't know, like... what I would consistently, because if I was gonna go on TikTok, I would want to be posting the same type of shit, because I feel like those people do the best, like, specialized accounts.
Yeah, no fact.
But a lot of my art just doesn't fit onto that screen size, bro.
Well, that's true as well. That's true.
Because I design in squares, so that's like low-key the number one thing holding me back. And also, I don't want the Chinese government spying on me. You feel me?
Dude, they definitely do be spying, though. Most definitely, bro. That, some of that shit is creepy.
For real.
Yeah, no.
But either, I don't know, way.
I
would, like, my ultimate goal is to not have to rely on the internet for any music-related success. Like, dude, if I could just be in sessions all day and then go home and, like, you know, just chill and not have to interact with anybody on the internet, like, in the DMs, that would be key. COVID is, it's funny because COVID is when I've done the most networking and, like, met the most people, just because I've been stuck inside all day. But in reality, producing with people and collaborating in person is just a million times better. So finding a way to bridge that gap is going to be key.
I haven't been able to do that yet. Like, I want, well, because, yeah, I also, to be honest, I started making music during quarantine. Like, that's when my music journey has begun.
Oh, whatever. So
I never really got a chance to do any like the studio stuff or anything, which is.
Oh, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Like even before this, I wasn't in studios. Only when I was at college, they had some music studios there, but like, I wasn't really in studios with artists even like a year ago. Still haven't been, obviously, because of COVID. But
yeah,
a lot of people will tell you that studios are overrated, especially if you're a producer. Mm. Like, it's really the bulk of the work gets done at the crib, but just to be able to interact, like, I don't even care if I was only at the crib, but to be able to interact with other artists is what I'm looking for.
Like the Kenny Beats Cave thing, I fucked that heavy.
Exactly. Yo, that's a dream.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I could see you. I think I could see you getting in that like Kenny lane with your stuff. I think
yeah. Eventually, I'll have to start like maybe I don't know if it's Twitch or breakdowns or tutorials or something, but I'll have to start being a little more interactive with the community. Hmm. I'm trying to wait until I reach like 10K on any platform. And then I'll kind of like take it a little more seriously.
Mm. I think the thing is like you kind of have to make that sacrifice and be like, all right, hella networking on your phone all the time, social media, use it to your advantage. And then once you get really popping, bro, then you just walk around and people are like, damn, I know that guy. He does nice production and stuff. And then people will reach out to you anyways. So it's like, I guess you just have to make that sacrifice while you're small. But then eventually you'll get to that point where it's like, oh, I don't need this phone anymore and I can still mm-hmm. make bread. So
for sure, one of the other things I will say though is like, don't sleep on the power of discovery as opposed to networking. Like I would say the like my favorite people I've ever ended up working with have just discovered my page. Like it hasn't really been the folks I've reached out to, and the power of people seeing you doing your own thing and then wanting to be a part of that sometimes makes you more attractive in their eyes than if you were to reach out and be in their DMs. So there's like a psychological element to it, but I think about it for myself, like discovering some random low-key artist who doesn't have that many followers, but is consistently creating dope art. Like that's the type of person I would want to be involved with, because they're not on here to like just make connections. They're here to just show the world what they're making. So it's really all about the balance. At the same time, you can't talk to anybody because your DMs would be dry as shit. But like, you know,
no,
allow yourself to also be discovered.
Mm. That's actually, yeah, no, that's good advice, I think. I like that. I think that's, I agree with that a lot. That, yeah, being discovered is just, I think, especially you'll get a loyal fan out of being discovered.
Exactly, bro. Like, I was looking at it the other day. There's like a bunch of people I've never met in my entire life, but I recognize their names popping up in my comments for like the last 2 years consistently. And once people found like they found a low-key artist who's like on their journey upwards, they're gonna want to be a part of that.
Exactly. That's yeah. That's fact. All right.
And eventually, that's also how you make money.
True. True. I think we're going to wrap this up because I got to get vaccinated, but I got like two more things for you and then I'll let you go.
Yeah, sure.
First thing, so in this, you know, huge range of musical artists or just artists period, what do you think makes yourself stand out? What do you think makes yourself unique?
I would say for me, it's that I don't make any type of music or art. Like I couldn't, I mean that's kind of weak, hold on, cut that one. I can think of a better reason. I feel like it's just that anytime you see or hear something from me, it has been considered in both an audio and a visual aspect. So like I would say what separates me from other producers is that my music sounds and looks good, in my opinion. And people sleep on the looks, so that's just where I'm trying to create my own lane.
That's tight. And do you have anything you want to promote to the people or share?
Shit, I mean, if you want to see what I'm up to and if whether or not this is all cap, check out my Instagram, rohan.jpeg. And I mean, I'm throwing my work up all there. I'm throwing my work up on there all the time. So I appreciate anyone who comes through and looks. And if yes. I do make any announcements about projects and shit, it will probably be on there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go support him, guys. Thank you so much, Rohan, for joining me. This is tight.
Absolutely, bro. For sure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Okay, bye-bye.